The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Is that for the incinerator?
Yes.
Well, what is it?
It's just some things you told me to throw away. No!
Let me
see. No!
Let me see what's in the...
How are you coping with the stresses in your life, whether it's your kids driving you crazy? Are you going out and drinking and gambling, or your husband's bugging you so you go out and spend? How are you coping with the stresses in your life? What are good methods of coping? And what are methods that are going to mess you up royally? It's my pleasure to welcome to the show Dr. Ed Lock, who is an expert on stress and coping. Dr. Locke's a professor emeritus of psychology and business management at the University of Maryland. He's a Harvard alumnus with a PhD from Cornell. He has written so many articles and books and edited many books, and he's got wonderful courses from self-esteem to setting goals to improve your life and happiness. I want to welcome you to the show, Ed.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on, as always. Today we want to talk about coping with stress. How do you cope with stress? I mean, we know what stress is. Everybody feels it. You go through life with it. But I want to give you the following scenario and tell me what this woman's doing that's not good and what she could do that's better. I'm a 60-year-old with grown married children, and I'm alone. I work many hours each week, and I've been alone for a long time. I've had 3 bad marriages. I want companionship, but I don't know where to go, and I'm afraid I'll meet a real beaut. It's just my luck, and I'm so stressed out. On the weekends, I sit home and drink. My kids don't even know I do this. Your advice would be welcome.
Okay. Did you say this is a 60-year-old male or female?
60-year-old woman.
Woman. Okay. All right. Well, here's what strikes me first. She's had 3 failed marriages. So one of the questions I'd ask is, does she have any idea why they failed? And that can be several
reasons. Oh, my first husband cheated on me, and my...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, there can be reasons. Number one, you have a bad way of choosing people, which might need to be corrected with professional help. Number two, you might have flaws in your own character or actions which cause people to lose affection for you. And it would be very important before suggesting what to do next to find out what are factors that led to the failures of your other marriages, especially if you've made bad selection decisions or you have flaws in yourself. Now, given that you've resolved that problem, the issue of how to meet people, what I would do is go on the internet, which there are many, many internet sites for romance. Some are age-specific, some are education-specific, but you can go on one that fits your profile and work out, you know, ways that you might meet people in your area in a safe manner, you know, such as, you know, meeting them at a cafe so they don't know your phone number or your address, and getting to know the people and seeing how that will work out. But taking it slowly. So, in addition to meeting people for possible later romance, a lot of other activities in most towns that you could get involved in based on your personal interests. Too numerous for me to bother listing, but there's many, many activities you could get involved in so that you wouldn't sit at home drinking all weekend, which is not a very healthy thing for you to do.
So basically, if I'm just sitting home and drinking all the time and I'm avoiding going after what I want, I'm
mm-hmm.
stressed because I want the value, the goodie.
Mm-hmm.
And the goodie is I want a romantic partner.
Right. So you're trying to drown your bad emotions with alcohol. In other words, you're focused on what we call emotion-focused coping, which doesn't really cope in the end, as opposed to what I call action-focused coping, which is taking the action to remove the underlying cause, and the reason you're drinking is because you're alone and probably depressed about your failed marriage.
Oh, I just feel so badly for myself. I mean, think I ruminate about it all the time. I'm always thinking about the first marriage and what he did to me with the affair, and then the second marriage, and you know, I just it's so upsetting to me, I can't tell you. And I keep it from my kids, so I can't even get along with my kids.
There's professional counseling, you know, might be called for here, because there might be things about yourself you don't understand.
Yeah, well, why do why am I ruminating? Why am I always thinking about this?
Well, because you're unhappy and your life didn't turn out like you wanted. So the question is, what can you do now to turn it around?
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. Ugh, I wish guys knew more about what we want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance. A serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
The question is, what can you do now to turn it around? And that means taking actions. And I think the first in this case is to understand yourself and your past relationships to see if you've made mistakes in judging men and if you have flaws in your own character or personality that makes men not want to love you.
Yeah, well, I think I've got a lot of guilt, too.
It may be that you're fine and you just picked wrong people, but if you did, you need to know why you picked wrong people and what qualities that you need in a good partner that you didn't pick.
Before I go out and date again.
And if it's flaws in you, as a last resort, you could call one of your partners and say, tell me all the flaws you saw in my...
Oh, he'd love to do it.
Yeah? Well, that's all right. And then ask yourself with your therapist, say, this is what my last husband told me. And I know he's a little bit hostile toward me, but let's just see if any of these things are objectively true. And if so, what would I do to correct them?
Yeah.
Some of them may be biased, but it's good to get a perspective like that.
Well, I think just talking it through, if I could get rid of some of the guilt, maybe that's what's really keeping me back, because that's why I keep thinking about it. And it's just so painful. I mean, my first husband, I'm so angry with him, and my last husband, I cheated on him. Mm-hmm. And so I think I've just kept all my feelings repressed.
So if you cheated on him, it suggests that it was a very unsatisfying relationship. So a question to ask is how you got into a relationship that worked out so badly.
Yeah, he was a good guy too, so that's why I feel so guilty.
Yeah, but obviously something was missing if you were tempted.
Yeah, well, I think I'm punishing myself too. So basically what you're saying is that you want to use rumination to not to just sit and ruminate, but to resolve the guilt,
to
get into therapy.
Think instead of ruminate. Yeah, and if you need professional help, get it so you can and start doing something proactive instead of just sitting and feeling sorry for yourself.
Right, and when I feel sorry for myself, I compound it because I'm keeping it from my kids, so I don't even have them as what they call social supports.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you're also giving me some points on how to be action-oriented, how to get on the Internet. I mean, at the age of 60, that's not easy.
No, but it's certainly very common, and it's a blessing for people as a way of meeting people.
Yeah.
And of course, it's true that it's harder for 60-year-old women to meet others than 60-year-old men. But on the other hand, there's a lot of older single men out there, so it's not something you should give up about.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Locke. And again, you can go to AynRandBookstore.com to get tapes and books by Dr. Locke.
Thank you for having me.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
Imagine you're a woman on a first date with a dashing, handsome man. You're immediately sexually and emotionally attracted to him. The chemistry seems solid. But then your friend in the police department warns you that this man is a well-known con man who has left broken and domestically abused women in his wake. What do you feel now? Notice what happens to your so-called chemistry. Your new knowledge changes your appraisal of him according to your value standards, and your emotions change as a result, from admiration and pleasure to disgust, instantaneously. Chemicals did not cause your new knowledge.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.